has gone into repairing and rebuilding that relationship from where it was in the spring, which is probably the lowest point in all its time. And a level of trust was being built there. To have this happen impacts that relationship. And for me, that's extremely frustrating. And I need more of an explanation as to why it wasn't a priority for this particular trade or supplier to get this job done, and why that wasn't getting picked up in the reporting internally to RTM.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Et là, on va à Le Droit et Julien Paquette. Julien?
Oui, je vais poser ma question en anglais. En anglais, j'aimerais que M. Mekoni lui réponde en français, mais I'll ask in English just so if Councillor Ubley wants to add anything to what Mr. Mekoni is going to say.
Thank you.
And regarding these switch heater issues, what is the explanations for that we have so far for as to why it's been delayed? So.
Merci, Julien. L'équipe de RTM ont expliqué que toutes les choses sont prêtes. Ils ont le matériel. Ils ont l'équipe pour faire les installations. Mais il y a des détails associés avec le design parce que c'est un système que tu peux faire les calculations de le flow et choses comme ça. Alors, SNC-Lavalin était responsable pour le design de le gas main et choses comme ça. Et c'est ça qui sont en retard. So, en anglais, the parts were done. So, the consortium, the parts were ordered. Their resources were secured because there's specialized resources that need to go on the track. The coordination between RTM and Mr. Charter's team on when to do it, how, what nights and weekends was all mapped out. The piece that was missing was there was a lag and a delay on the detailed design that needed to be signed off and finalized by SNC-Lavalin engineers, which they had that responsibility on. So that's what we learned of last week. And that's why, you hear the chair being very frustrated, as are we. That was the one piece that was, they should have told us they were that they weren't where they needed to be. So frustration on all fronts. Having said that, all parties are responding with the backup plan that I've articulated. So, Chair, over to you if you want to add.
Yeah, I'll just add that we don't want to lose sight that a number of the switches in the West End, for example, have upgraded electric heaters. That's going to be in place before the end of November. So that's good. It's just the three stations remaining with the gas that they have to get done as quickly as possible. And as you heard, I've asked Mr. Mekoni to go back and get a timeline and make sure that somebody's looking over their shoulder and getting each piece done as they're supposed to. The backup plan for propane, that gives me a level of assurance that our riders should not experience too much of an issue with this if something should happen before they're done the work. But bottom line, it's as I said before, I'm disappointed in the impact that this causes the effort to rebuild that working relationship. Thank you.
Juste pour clarifier, avant que je pose ma question de suivi, les trois stations où il reste encore des travaux à faire, c'est lesquelles?
C'est la station Saint-Laurent, Blair et Tremblay. On commence avec la station Blair.
Parfait. Et même chose, je vais poser ma question en anglais, mais si possible, une réponse en français. So what's the plan in place to make sure that the delay in this work doesn't impact the customers in the early days of winter?
Ils ont donné une planification qui a beaucoup d'éléments. La première chose, c'est que toutes les switches ont le telemetry qu'on peut reconnaître s'il y a un problème avec le switch dans le centre de contrôle. Ça, c'est tout complet. La deuxième chose, c'est qu'il veut mettre de glycol sur les switches. Ça aide à pas faire la glace. La troisième chose, c'est qu'ils vont mettre propane auxiliaire des tanks de propane aux switches à Blair, Tunney's et Blair, Tremblay et Saint-Laurent si le natural gas n'est pas préparé en temps. Alors, il va faire ça. Et en dessous de tout ça, ils ont plusieurs équipes sur la track proche de la track pour faire lever la glace et la neige si ça c'est nécessaire.
Merci.
Merci, Julien. And last but not least, we have John Willing at the Ottawa Citizen. John?
Thanks, Seb. Hi, John. A question for you. Last week, and correct me if I heard it wrong, John, but I think the CFO told council that OC Transpo was drafting a budget that was going to take into account a ridership level of about 40% of what you'd expect. First of all, I just want to make sure that that's correct. And if it is correct, how do you get to that number? How do you crystal ball that number?
Yeah, John, great question. We're going to walk through that at the budget tabling. We've got some forecasts that our planning group has done with Mr. Willis's team and Stats Canada. So yeah, we're in that range. It is a crystal ball analysis with some science to it. And I will have to wait for the tabling of the budget. And I'll be happy to follow up with you in detail if you need more then. But we'll walk everybody through how we got to those forecasts when we table the budget.
Okay, thank you. And also another question, John, you mentioned during this meeting you were going through some of the activities you're undertaking, including performance reporting, which I believe you said you will have to push off until Q1 2021. Correct me if I'm wrong, but why can't you make those metrics available sooner to the Transit Commission, especially in time for the next draft budget?
Yeah, we are using the data. Mr. Scrimger is working with the chair and the working group, and I'll let the chair comment on that. There's been some really good work that's been progressing. So it's just about finalizing the report and bringing it forward in terms of Q1. Chair, did you want to comment?
Yeah, thank you, John. There's two working groups, Mr. Willing. There's the reporting one, and there's also the paratranspo one. And both are working along through this whole pandemic experience and making great progress. The reporting one is more detailed than I thought it would be at the outset, I'll say that. But Mr. Scrimger's team has really come up with a great one. So I'm looking forward to it for the new year, where it will capture metrics that we can use for decision-making going forward. Unfortunately, as you say, it's not there for the budget time, but OC Transpo does have very good reporting available for, as you saw this morning, any questions that are asked. If we don't have the information available at the moment, we get it to the councillors that are asking the questions. So I'm comfortable thinking that the right info will be there to make budget decisions.
Thank you both.
Thank you, John. And that's all the time we have today. C'est tout le temps que nous disposons aujourd'hui. Thank you. Merci. Have a great Wednesday, everyone.
Thank you.